From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting suicide car bombing in Baghdad. A suicide car bombing at a busy shopping area in Baghdad today has killed at least 80 people and wounded more than 130 others. Islamic State has claimed responsibility. A second deadly blast also occurred, this time in eastern Baghdad, killing at least one person, wounding several others. No claim of responsibility yet for that one. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for a late Friday siege on an upscale Dhaka restaurant. The hostage crisis at a restaurant in Bangladesh's capital left 28 dead, including 20 hostages and 6 militants. Most of the radical Islamist attacks occurring in the moderate Muslim country have been claimed by Islamic State Group or by Al-Qaeda, but the government vehemently denies these jihadi groups have any presence in the country. Asaduzzaman Khan is the interior minister in Bangladesh.
I am telling you, all the Bangladeshi are against it, and definitely we shall uproot all the terrorists from Bangladesh. Thank you.
ISIS?
You see, this is 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 a slogan. There is no existence of IS. This homegrown terrorist wants to contact with IS. This is the main thing.
Kamal Hassan, a former foreign minister and law minister of Bangladesh, said that the Islamic State is not representative of Islam or the Muslim world.
I am amazed that in the middle of the 21st century, we are suddenly being presented with somebody who, in a most arrogant way, have arrogated to themselves the right to say that they are Islamic State or they are Daesh. Who has given them this right?
This is VOA News. In Pakistan, flash floods caused by heavy monsoon rains have killed at least 30 people in a remote part of the Chitral district. Officials say a mosque and several homes were washed away in the flooding. Search, rescue, and relief operations are underway, but weather appears to be hampering the process. Some influential American lawmakers and other officials have begun a trip to Pakistan by meeting with the country's military chief to discuss the situation in Afghanistan and efforts to strengthen Pakistan's border security. Speaking prior to the Americans' visit, Army spokesman Lieutenant General Asim Bajwa insisted Islamabad is committed to cracking down on military groups involved in the Afghan conflict.
Pakistan is not at all sheltering anyone, and Pakistan is not aiding anyone, is not allowing its soil to be used for attacks across the border.
Afghanistan has received its first batch of Chinese military equipment as part of Beijing's commitment to provide millions of dollars of assistance to help Kabul fight terrorism. The shipment on board a Russian cargo plane arrived Sunday in Kabul, where Chinese Ambassador Yao Jing handed it over to Afghan National Security Advisor Hanif Atmar. The cargo apparently contained, among other things, logistical equipment, parts of military vehicles, ammunition, and weapons for the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces. LEV Wiesel, who survived the Nazi death camps during World War II to become a world-renowned author and Nobel Peace Prize winner, has died at the age of 87. Mr. Wiesel won the 1986 Nobel Peace Prize for speaking out against war, discrimination, keeping memories of the Holocaust alive, and the suppression of human rights.
We teach by example. We live as examples. If we could reduce the hate in one person, I think that in itself would create a difference for the whole world. I believe in that whatever we do leaves a trace somewhere.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu mourned Wiesel by saying he gave expression to the victory of the human spirit over cruelty and evil. President Obama called Wiesel a dear friend who was one of the great moral voices of our time. The Romanian-born Wiesel was put in the notorious Auschwitz death camp in 1944, along with most of his immediate family. The United Nations Human Rights Council has condemned for the first time nations that block or restrict their citizens' internet access. A UN resolution also calls for governments to improve internet access to citizens whose gender or disability might make it more difficult to gain access. The resolution says the rights people have offline must be protected online, in particular freedom of expression. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.